podcast. Hellfest 2010. Exclu Grosse Radio.
La Grosse Radio Metal.
Okay, so we are with, I guess, yes, you are Ronnie Atkins, singer from Pretty Maids. You just came out from the stage, well, 1 hour ago. So, how was it for you to come back to France, because you don't play often in France, and how was the crowd?
I think the crowd was great. I mean, it was great being back in France, actually having the opportunity to play in front of a French audience again. We haven't played here in 15 years or something like that, so it was absolutely great. I know we came as, you know, we had to replace Rat, unfortunately couldn't do the gig, but for us it was just great being here again, you know. Like to play a longer set, but 40-45 minutes was the conditions, you know. So, but it's great to stand in front of a French audience. France used to be a key market for this band in the 80s and the beginning of the 90s, so it was definitely a pleasure. Absolutely.
And apparently the fans are still faithful to...
I hope so. I mean, definitely. I think we had a good reception. You know, I didn't really know what to expect, but everybody was happy. Seemed happy. It's a long day for these rock and rollers out there.
And how did it happen to replace Rat at the final moment like that?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, we just had a call from Hellfest, as well as Sweden Rock Festival. We just did in Sweden, you know, where we had to replace Rat as well. I think the new album, Pandemonium, is having really good reviews and is selling pretty hot right now. And I have the impression that a lot of younger fans are jumping on board now. And I guess that's why, really. I mean, there's some kind of a buzz about the name again, about Pretty Maids again after all these years. And we just have to pick it up, you know. That's why we're here.
Almost 20 years of career now.
30.
And 30. Oh, yeah. Miscalculation. Yes, it's 30. I'm from 81 too, so you've just made your 12th studio album, and yes, you said the reviews are quite great. And how do you feel about this release right now, about the fans' reaction? Did you expect such a big thing with this new album?
I think 30 years in the business teach you how not to expect too much, because the musical trends change all the time. And you know, but I mean, I should be a complete asshole if I didn't feel great. I mean, I feel great because I know it's a great album. I know it's a good album. I knew that when we started writing it, during the whole writing, recording, there was a great spirit in the band, a great atmosphere, and we knew we had something going. We had a bunch of good songs. So I'm very, very pleased that the album has had the reception it had so far. And as I said, I hope that the new generation of hard rock, heavy metal fans will step on board and see what Pretty Maids is all about. We're still trying there. I mean, we're pretty old, some of us, you know. I mean, we're not old, we're 45, it's a good age. But I mean, we're still trying to give a new band to run for the money, you know, and try to be out there and still show that we can be in that stage and have fun, you know. You can't cheat the fans. Hopefully they can see that we like being up there, you know. So, and then with a good album, which I think Pandemonium, I consider one of the best albums we've done, maybe one of the top three albums Pretty Maids has ever did. You know, it's definitely the best album we've done in 20 years, so I'm really comfortable with this, yeah.
And we feel that when we listen to this album, it's very fresh and smooth. So the creative writing process was pretty smooth too, or?
It was just I can't explain what it was. I mean, it was just great. I mean, we had a new keyboard player and stuff like that, and that absolutely helped as well. But we just had a set of good songs, and it was written within something like 12, 14 days all in all, like during three or four rehearsal sessions lasting from Thursday to Sunday. And then we went straight into the studio, did the recordings, and I think that's why it's fresh. And also, I think Jay Campanson, who's produced the album, has done a really good job. Really, I mean, these songs really are, as I said, a bunch of good songs, but the sound of the album really comes out of the speakers. And it just sounds good. And it reminds me a little bit of what we did in the 80s, but that was initially not intended, actually. We didn't start out to say, now we're going to do a new 80s album. Not like that, but it just happened to be. And I think maybe the time right now in 2010, it's time for this kind of music again. I hope so.
What about the name of the album, Pandemonium? How did you choose it, and is it connected with some songs of the album? Or?
It's not really connected with anything. I mean, the Pandemonium is... It means different things. I mean, the city in hell, you know, and it means total chaos, whatever, you know. But that song in particular was written during the COP 15 meeting in Copenhagen, and where all the leaders of the world were meeting, including Barack Obama. And they came to no conclusion anyway, like always, you know, and nothing happened. That's what the song is about.
And what about your favorite song? I know it's a hard question, but have you got some kind of song you love more than everything, you're very proud of?
On the new album?
Yeah.
It's very difficult, actually. I mean, I think I could mention Pandemonium. I think I'm really, really proud of that track. I like I Envy You, I like Little Drops of Heaven, I like Cielo Drive. It's difficult. It's great not be able to answer that question, because I think there's so many good songs on this album that it's difficult for me to pinpoint one song. But I think if I had to say one, maybe Little Drops of Heaven as the commercial side of the band, or Pandemonium as the heavy side of the band. But I just think it's all in all, I think it's a good album.
And do you think it's a kind of evolution, or you still feel the same way as the, for example, let's take Future World, which was your best album?
To me, there's good music and bad music. We always try to make good music. No, we're not trying to revolt the musical world, you know. I know what we've done. I mean, a lot of people say, been there, done that, you know. But we're just still trying to stick to the same formula which started the band in the first place. And we're basically trying to make some good songs, make some good heavy riffs, some melodic vocals and keyboards and stuff like that. We're trying to do the same thing all over again. We've done that for 30 years now, so no, there's nothing new to it, unless it sounds very fresh, I think. It's just a good classic Pretty Maids album, I think.
And what about a live tour now? You're maybe planning some dates. Will you come back to France soon, this time?
Well, we come back to France and play a festival in northern France. I can't remember what it's called. And hopefully we'll squeeze in some gigs on the upcoming tour. Right now, there's a lot of buzz going on about the band, and there's a lot of requests coming in for gigs. So right now we're setting up the European tour, which is going to start in October. And hopefully it's going to last until somewhere in December, and hopefully we'll play France again. Absolutely. Should be. We should. Definitely. I hope so.
And we hope too, because now I think with the crowd reaction, maybe it's time to... I think the tour managers in France here will call you more.
As I said, I mean, I'm being able to play here today at the Hellfest Festival, which is a big one. Hopefully we made a good impression on people, and I hope we can. That's what I said. I mean, I hope we can squeeze in some gigs in France. Definitely. I mean, we're here to promote our new album, and we'll come back and play some more songs from the new album, and basically we'll come back to kick some ass, give people a good time. And that's what we're here for.
And what about Pretty Maids' Future World in the future? It's hard to talk about it, but do you see yourself as a musician till the end of your life, or it's a hard question.
Well, if you ask me that question like 30 years ago, I'd probably say I reckon this band will be about for 5 or 10 years, you know. But as I said, time flies when you're having fun. I mean, now we've been around for 30 years, and as I feel right now, and with these new guys, I mean listen to this. I mean, I have the opportunity to travel around the world with four of my best friends with a free bar. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, I can't imagine we're going to stop. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to do a new album, you know. But we just take like 1 year at a time, really. And hopefully we're probably going to do a live DVD sometime this year, you know, and release it next year, because next year is our 30th anniversary. So,
yeah,
planning out.
So, yes, a new DVD for next year, so that's great.
I hope so. Don't promise it, but I hope so.
And what about the metal scene from Denmark? Are you connected with other bands like Royal Hunt or...
Not really. I mean, no, seriously not. I mean, we speak to the guys at Volbeat sometimes. They were the guys that actually introduced us to Jacob Hansen, who's producing our album. But I don't know much about the metal scene. I don't think if there is any metal scene. I mean, there's very few bands playing hard rock, heavy metal in Denmark. Always been like that for some reason.
And what about the controversy we had here at the Hellfest? I don't know if you heard, but some politicians and... Catholic extremists wanted to forbid the festival because it was, well, too hellish, let's say that.
So I mean, it's got two words for that. Fuck them. I mean, what can I say? I mean, I went to see AC/DC in my hometown a week ago, and that we had all these flyers coming out with a warning against hard rock and heavy. I mean, cut the crap. I mean, this is fucking entertainment. It's rock and roll. It's entertainment. I mean, I'm a rock and roll musician, but I'm still a nice guy. I got a good heart. You know, I'm not an evil person. You know, I believe in God. So I mean, what the hell are these people talking about? I mean, it's like being in America like 20 years ago. I mean, cut the crap. Stop that shit. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Any last few words for the French fans now that have loved the album and we love you on the tour on the road?
I hope. I mean, my last word is that I really hope that the French fans appreciate our new album. Hope they'll come to see our shows in France. We hopefully play here later this year. So what can I say? It was fantastic for everybody in the band to be back in France to play today and have the opportunity to play Hellfest. That was great. So big kick to everybody in the band, so that's my words, yeah.
Distortion. Gros son. Double grosse caisse. Grosse guitare. Tout le métal est sur la grosse radio métal. Distortion.